This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Myanmar, a Texas-sized country with resources to match. Until you're on the ground, you don't fully realize how big Myanmar is. The city of Yangon sprawls out, but is teeming with people, buses filled to the gills, sidewalks India-like with people, cars, street sellers, and hawkers with tea shops on small plastic stools, serving whatever, whenever, and wherever they can fit in. Thinking about the country, the fact that Burma is the size almost of Texas catches you by surprise at first. That's big, and given the fact that 60% of the population lives in rural areas, it's spread out. The size speaks to how the country survived economically behind a closed curtain of sorts for so many years. The country is teeming with natural resources, especially in the extractive industries of hard rock, oil, and gas. In fact, for all the questions we ask one group of people after another, those very extractive riches have fueled the political economy of the country under the military. And given that so much of this wealth is in the ethnic states, the tension between the government, developmental pressure, including land seizures and the ethnic populations, is also at the heart of the civil wars that have raged inside the country and have finally led to numerous ceasefires and an extensive peace process. Nowhere is this any clearer than when talking to the staff and researcher of the Sway Gas Movement and thumbing through their reports as we listened to an update of what they had told us in brief in Mysat, Thailand 4 years ago. The pipeline is moving gas from the Bengal Sea across all of Burma to Hunan Province in China. This is not a Keystone project. This is a done deal that's been built and is in operation now. The environmental controls and protections were minimal, and those are part of the changes being demanded in the Constitution by the movement. Labor exploitation and land acquisition with suspect permissions and inadequate compensation were the norms. The pipeline was constructed by China's National Petroleum Corporation after Korea's Daewoo International found large gas deposits offshore in 2004. The Norwegian Pension Board has been a major and controversial investor in the operation. This is a mess, but it does not have to be, and it brings many economic and political issues to center stage. As one Sway Gas Movement report, Drawing the Line, says, there is an estimated revenue of $90 million for each of the pipelines, generating $1.8 billion per year, for a total of $54 billion over 30 years of operation. There's also a 16% value-added tax on the crude oil, all of which has the potential to transform the economy of Burma into a thriving nation with a much higher living standard. In some ways, that's the fight. How to get some of these riches past the military with its 400,000-member standing army and no known foreign enemies, and the 20 or so families of crony capitalists who rake off hundreds of millions annually. The United States has for years blocked any of these families from entering our country, including not allowing their children to attend U.S.-based universities. But they are still not well known in Myanmar, nor is the world as knowledgeable and outraged as needed. One of our delegation, Joey Warnock from UNIFOR, the Union in Canada, correctly said that we need a crony watch, and she's right. There are lots of reasons the military has kept a tight grip and dark shadows over the country, and the potential riches and the constant ripoffs are part of it. Hopefully now that the veil has been lifted, it can never be pulled down again. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.